Introduction to Recognizing and Handling Maltreatment. Anyone who may come in direct or indirect contact with children and young people needs to understand what constitutes maltreatment, including prevalence and impact. Healthcare professionals in particular should be aware of the normal development of children and how abuse and neglect may impact this. Information that they should know before assessing a potential instance of maltreatment includes a history of the child or young person and general history of their circumstances. Risk factors to a child or young person, considering their current and prior circumstances and environment, and recognizing the potential for maltreatment. Healthcare professionals should use their clinical understanding of what constitutes child maltreatment to identify any signs of child abuse and neglect, including presenting complaints, concerns raised by the victim or patient themselves. Physical signs of abuse, considering signs, symptoms, and history in their context. Emotional or social abnormalities in behavior. The first phase of handling maltreatment is to recognize, or have a substantiated reason to believe, that a case of maltreatment has occurred. This will be aided by your professional knowledge and training. Once you have identified details of potential abuse, you must understand how to respond to this information appropriately, and the procedural actions you should take afterwards. The following sections outline what constitutes abuse, and the phases of handling a case of potential maltreatment in more detail.